everyone. This is Scott Lutz. Welcome to another Bible Reading of the Day. Let's go ahead and read the scripture. Paying the imperial tax at Caesar. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked him, whose image is this? I, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, so they left him and went away. Okay, so this is a great example of how to answer questions when you are kind of put into a trap. When you're in a situation where no matter which answer you give, you're still wrong. If he would have said, yes, you should give taxes to Caesar, you should pay the imperial tax, they would have then, the crowds would have been angry with him because they would have thought of him as a Roman sympathizer. On the other hand, if he would have said, don't give taxes to Caesar, then the Romans would have looked at him as an insurrectionist. So, Jesus didn't give them the answer they were looking for. He gave them an honest answer. He didn't choose a side. So this is showing that Jesus had God's wisdom and that there was no other way but to follow his, there was no other way to get out of this trap unless he used that wisdom. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I just praise you. I thank you for who you are. I ask that you be with us, watch over us, I pray. Please give us your wisdom when we're put into situations like that we just read about. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.